Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. What would you do if, like what happened across America 83 years ago, the federal government suddenly closed down the banks and credit unions? Alternatively, what would you do if another widespread power outage prevented banks, credit unions, grocery stores, gasoline stations, and pharmacies from being open for business? This happened here because of an ice storm shortly before Christmas 3 years ago. It also hit tens of millions of people in Michigan, other states, and Canadian provinces in 2003. Even scarier, this month, many British citizens could no longer withdraw balances from their property funds that were supposedly as liquid as American money market funds. Shortly after the vote for Great Britain to leave the European Union, redemptions were halted indefinitely for most of these accounts. In such circumstances, your credit cards, debit cards, and checks may no longer be usable to purchase things such as food, water, gasoline, and prescriptions. Now, even when banks and credit unions are open for business, my customers are telling me more horror stories than before about not being able to withdraw cash from their own accounts there. It is no longer a question of whether such calamities could again occur, but when, where, and for how long. While I usually discuss the benefit of owning physical gold and silver as a form of wealth insurance, they are not the only things you need to have on hand to ride out an emergency. There are some other items you should stock up, which could make your life a lot easier the next time there is a widespread power outage or bank closures in this area. First, stock enough non-perishable foods so that your family could eat for 2 weeks. Buy a manual can opener if you don't already have one. Perhaps as important, stock up on cases of bottled water and maybe a silver ion manual water purifier. Next, don't let your medications run low. Finally, every family needs at least a few hundred dollars of cash on hand for emergency spending. When you can't use cards, write checks, or use ATMs, how else will you pay for things? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.